Science declares that we are physical machines that have somehow learned to think. Now it dawns that we are thoughts that have learned to create a physical machine. We cannot imprison the mind in the brain. The mind is in every cell of our body and also extends into the whole universe. Your mind gives you control, the ability to have any reaction you want. Perception and experience are both created by the mind. The eye and what it sees, the ear and what it hears, the tongue and what it tastes, the nose and what it smells, the nerves and what they feel. The highest level of belief comes when the mind contacts its own intelligence as an experience. When the mind is peaceful, inner energies wake up and work miracles for us without any conscious effort on our part. In the book Siddhartha, Hermann Hesse writes, "Within you there is a stillness and sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time and be yourself. This sanctuary is a simple awareness of comfort, which can't be violated by the turmoil of events. This place feels no trauma and stores no hurt. It is the healing mental space that one seeks to find in meditation. A quiet mind is all you need." Because we can change like quicksilver, the flowing quality of life is natural to us. The material body is a river of atoms. The mind is a river of thought. And what holds them together is a river of intelligence. What is the mind but the experiencer, the knower? What is the body but the experienced, the known? If I can switch my attention from one to the other, then there must be a me that is not trapped in the dualism of mind or body. We are not the body. We are not the mind. We are the ones who have mind and body. When we touch a new level of consciousness, a new world is created. Consciousness is nothing but awareness, the composite of all the things we pay attention to. The biochemistry of the body is the product of awareness. Beliefs, thoughts, and emotions create the chemical reactions that uphold life in every cell. When we don't maintain the continuity of our awareness, all of us fall into gaps of one kind or another. Vast areas of our bodily existence go out of control, leading to sickness, aging, and death. An old Indian saying goes, "If you want to see what your thoughts were like yesterday, look at your body today. If you want to see what your body will look like tomorrow, look at your thoughts today." How infinitely beautiful the immune system is, and how terribly vulnerable at the same time. It forges our link with life, and yet can break it at any moment. The immune system knows all our secrets, all our sorrows. It knows why a mother who has lost a child can die of grief, because the immune system has died of grief first. It knows every moment a cancer patient spends in the light of life or the shadow of death, because it turns those moments into the body's physical reality. Our pure awareness is already whole, already healed. If we feel divided inside, the solution is to bring ourselves back to wholeness. Consciousness is its own healer. In moments of silence, realize that you are recontacting your source of pure awareness. If we could allow the mind to expand and explore higher realities, the body would follow. Wouldn't that be enough to save it from disease and old age? As spiritual unfoldment becomes conscious, the circle of life acquires another dimension. Your sense of self expands with no end in sight. More and more experience is allowed to come into the never-ending conversation that each of us is conducting with all 50 trillion cells in our body.